Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will your team have a draft to remember?
With the 75th pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
Or crap out.
With the third pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness, celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
What a moment.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Pleased to have you along. Let me get some football here. Real quick, the text police are in. James Harden was on the Oklahoma City Finals team.
They did look into that. Yeah, they lost to the Heat. I thought he had moved on, but no. They did have three future MVPs on that team.
So Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL, he'll join us in our next segment. We'll talk to him about why Bill Belichick is unemployable, and we'll look ahead to the first round of the NFL draft, which is a mere days away.
Yeah.
Two sleeps.
And then we're here. Well, we're there. We're not there. They're there.
You know who is there? You know who's going to be there? So the draft is in Detroit.
Yes.
This year. Youngest Meatball.
Oh.
Will be in Detroit for the draft.
Why is Meat in Detroit for the NFL draft?
Well, his lady is from there.
Ah.
So. Mm.
So they're just, are they going back specifically for this? Or they just happen to be in Detroit?
I don't know.
Huh? Okay.
They're just going to be there.
Okay. Willie, is he going to the draft?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to the draft.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I saw him when I was in Detroit last year, they were starting like kind of the setup for it. And, you know, they were kind of hyping it up. And you know, it's a big deal. The people in Detroit are fired up about it.
Yeah.
I like that they're doing this in the NBA, the NFL draft. They're moving it around and, you know, and teams are embracing it. It's a cool thing. It's like an all-star game.
Was that Vegas last year?
Was it Vegas last year?
Wasn't it?
Might have been. Vegas was going to be the year that they had to postpone it. Remember, they're going to do the boats out into the Bellagio thing was going to be a whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they did do it there.
I thought it was Vegas last year. Maybe I'm wrong.
They did do one in Vegas, but I don't know.
Did they do it there 2 years in a row? Maybe.
You know what? I got a list here that I can tell you where it went down. Hey, next year it's going to be in Lambeau.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. No.
Kansas City.
It was in Kansas City. And then the year before that, it was in Vegas. So,
yeah, all right.
You're like, yeah, all right.
I heard a great white person stat.
The what?
From my favorite midday show,
mm-hmm.
Danny and Dusty here on The Fan,
yeah.
Noon to 3. As a matter of fact, I didn't even hear it on their show. They said they had it on their show, but I don't know if that's true or not. They just told me in person.
Okay.
See, I get personal sports notes from Danny and Dusty.
That's how close personal friends you are.
They said that the last time a white cornerback mm-hmm. and wide receiver were drafted in the first round mm-hmm. in the same draft was 1969.
What?
And we could have that this year.
Yeah, because Cooper DeJean, the corner slash safety out of Iowa, he's going to get receiver? Drafted. And McConkey.
Oh, yeah.
Old McConkey out
old
of Georgia.
Lad. Old McConkey.
And he may... I've seen him in mocks everywhere from like 25 into the second round. So we may see it. But either way, a white corner is coming to the NFL, and that's like seeing a dinosaur.
I know.
The last white corner in the NFL, like full-time corner, was Jason Sehorn.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Is he still married to Angie Herman?
I don't know if they're together.
What a couple they were.
I haven't seen either one of those people in years. Jason Sehorn was
He proposed to her on Late Night. I was watching it live. That was odd.
You think she liked that?
I don't know. I think it was like Letterman or Leno.
That thing was staged. She knew. You don't just go ask someone on David Letterman.
No, he was married to her for 15 years. They divorced in 2016. He's now remarried. That was his second wife. So he's single.
Oh,
ladies.
He's probably doing just fine.
I wonder how my girl Angie's doing.
My guess is she's doing just fine, too.
They need to give her
too.
A call. Loved her.
Yeah, but that was the last time we had a white corner. And Cooper's the man, dude. I mean, if anyone's going to break it, Iowa football. But the white receiver, I mean, that's always been around. And yet we have to constantly like talk about the white slot receiver because God forbid you have a white outside receiver. No, we can only have him be scrappy and in the slot.
Angie Harmon, now 51.
Still looking good?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What has she been up to?
I don't know. Modeling. She looks great. All right, we got a break because up next is Sports Guest. Mm-hmm. We will talk to Jeremy Fowler, who writes about the NFL for ESPN. He was part of the Bill Belichick is blackballed piece.
Yep.
And we'll look ahead to the draft. Bo Nix, Michael Penix.
By the way, was he blackballed or is he just an ass that people don't want to hire?
Yeah, well, you can ask him. Yeah. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, in the news coming up next, it's time for Sports Guest, though. ESPN NFL scribe Jeremy Fowler wrote about Bill Belichick recently, along with Don Van Atta. On ESPN. We'll get to the draft in a moment, but Jeremy joining us now here on The Fan. Mr. Fowler, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me.
So Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank of the Falcons not to trust Bill Belichick. Why?
Well, he basically relayed that he felt that Belichick was untrustworthy
as it was told to us. But that sort of had been a theme for a while. They had their run-ins, and it was quoted in our story that Robert Kraft has basically relayed privately that you never have a warm conversation with Bill Belichick. So even though they had great success together, and I don't think it was a situation, nor are we reporting that Robert Kraft was purposely sabotaging Bill Belichick's coaching ability or his coaching prospects, but Arthur Blank, Falcons owner, and Robert Kraft are very close. They speak with candor, and when Kraft speaks with candor about Belichick, there's a certain tone involved.
Well, I know a lot of people were upset about that, and were trying to say that this is some sort of witch hunt and he's being blackballed, but isn't it? I thought about this the moment he was let go there in New England. I said, he's not going to coach again. He's 72 years old, and is there anyone that thinks that Bill Belichick is easy to work with? The only reason, you get away with it is because of the unprecedented success, but is there anyone that thinks that Bill's a great guy to work with?
Well, a great guy to work with is probably relative, right? I've talked to people who work with him who feel like he's probably misunderstood. He's open to new ideas. They just have to be good ideas. And he is open to working with other people and probably would like the relief of having a personnel department with a true GM, which Atlanta had. So I think he was open with working with Falcons GM Terry Fontenot. So, there's some layers there, but it's, certainly he's not easy to work for. The Patriots way is sort of damaged. It had four rough years, and it's not an easy place to play because a lot's demanded. It's not an easy place to coach. A lot's demanded, but it's in the name of finding results and winning, and that's really all Belichick cares about.
So typically with greatness in sports, we like to ignore or whitewash flaws. We say, well, yeah, he was tough, or he was a hard ass, but oh man, six rings and the Belichick way. With Belichick though, it seems like it's the opposite, where we are ignoring how great he was, and he's now become this awful human who we just want to highlight how destructive he was. And I don't really understand why we're piling on Belichick so much. Was he just that bad? And can you detail why you think that is what we're doing with Belichick?
Well, it's timing. It's the fact that he's coming off some really rough years. It's the offense that became a major issue late in his Patriots tenure. It's really some of the personnel choices that, probably speak to ego a little bit, like having Matt Patricia run your offense when he was a longtime defensive coach, which, actually should be pointed out that the Patriots offense in 2022 was better than 2023 when they had Bill O'Brien. But he just sort of became an easy target because it's easy to say, well, Tom Brady was such a catalyst for the success there. But that is short-sighted. History is going to remember him as arguably the greatest coach of all time. And, just really, I think it's a different conversation if he was 63 years old. But the fact that he's in his 70s made it difficult for teams.
Yeah, I remember in the piece you pointed out that, in order to kind of have Bill in there, you kind of have to tear everything down and rebuild it Bill's way. And does anyone want to tear something down for what will probably be a 2 to 3 year run? Because you don't coach when you're 76 years old.
Yeah, and that's what teams are weighing. I look at the Chargers. They wanted Jim Harbaugh. They had zeroed in on him pretty early, but they considered that Belichick wasn't going to be able to coach long term, and they wanted stability there for, say, a decade. Teams covet that. They don't like to make coaching changes, So he needs to go somewhere where he can be a contender, or where you got a couple years that he can try to get it done and get out. Philadelphia made a lot of sense if they were to have opened. They obviously held on to Nick Sirianni. He would have made some sense there. Dallas, same thing. If that opens next year, that could be an opening for him. It's got to be the right fit.
Do you think we'll see him coach again?
I actually think there's a decent chance with it. You're going to have a lot of teams or a lot of franchises that could have a head coach opening that have a lot of history, and he values history. Chicago comes to mind, potentially. Dallas, a few others. There could be some jobs that are attractive to him. And maybe a year away from the game will actually help and enhance his candidacy and his attractiveness.
That's what I was going to say. I was wondering, what would change? Because he wasn't close to any job. I mean, it sounded like, again, from your piece that, you know, people talk about the Atlanta job, but they said that he was not in anyone's top three in any of the decision makers in Atlanta. So if he wasn't really close to any job, what would really change next year where an older Bill, who will be going into 74 years old, where someone decides that's which you don't see. I don't even know who the oldest coach in the history of the NFL is, but I'm guessing not many 74-year-olds get hired.
Correct. It's going to be tricky. I mean, it's something you'd have to sell to your ownership, and you'd have to have a plan for, you know, almost a succession plan. So, you know, that's an issue, certainly. But, you know, the man can coach, and he works long hours and has pretty recently. It's not like he had lost his edge. You know, so he's still got the ability to get it done. I think he's in relatively good shape. So there's certainly a team out there that could make it work for 3 or 4 years.
This is ESPN's Jeremy Fowler with us here on The Fan. You have spoken with scouts and executives across the NFL. Can you outline how you think the top 3, 4, or 5 quarterbacks, who they are and in what order they'll go in the draft?
Well, I do think that Caleb Williams will be one, Jaden Daniels will be two, and I think there's a pretty good chance Drake May is the third pick. He seems to be the most coveted option. Maybe they can get wowed by a trade. You know, somebody can swoop in there and get him. But, you know, that's sort of the feeling right now. And then J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback, would be sort of the wild card. Does he go 4? Does he go 11 or 12? You know, there could be a lot shaken out there. So, but that's the early sense right now.
What do you hear? Like, the McCarthy thing is interesting because going into the year, not much was thought about him even being a first-round pick. The numbers don't wow you, but, you know, you win a championship at Michigan, you know, sometimes doing stuff, sometimes, you know, handing the ball off. What is is McCarthy a universal sort of pick, or is it more of a niche thing where a couple teams have fallen in love with him?
Probably a niche thing. I mean, I think it depends on what you value, you know, but he's kind of considered a cut below those others for the most part. Kind of like he's not quite tier three, but he's kind of in between tier two and tier three.
What do you hear
behind Drake May? So,
what are you hearing most about Bo Nix from scouts and front office people?
Well, certainly he has a chance to go in the first round. There's a chance that 6 quarterbacks go in round one, which would be first time since the early 80s. But, you know, he's got that coach's son vibe that players, you know, coaches and players are going to love. You know, true gamer, athletic, he can throw it on time. You know, the issue I kept hearing from teams is that, you know, does he freeze up a little bit in big moments when, you know, the picture changes on the defense and you got to read the coverage and make a good decision. You know, sometimes he struggles with that. But certainly a guy who seems to be catching on with some momentum a little bit leading into Thursday.
What about Penix compared to Nix? Is Penix more popular amongst the people you're talking with?
I would say slightly. Not much, though, but slightly. He's probably quarterback number 5. That's my guess.
Okay.
And then Nix would be right behind him, but it's close.
And what are they? What are the positives and then the drawbacks of Penix?
Well, I would say the drawbacks are age and injury, you know. He's going on 25 years old and has injuries pretty much every year. But teams I talked to are mostly comfortable with that, with the injury part, you know. So certainly he's a very skilled passer, maybe the best pure thrower in the entire draft or close to it. So he's got a good chance to go round one.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the draft. Thank you.
Hey, anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, see you. Oh, Bill. I feel like people are piling on Bill?
Yes, I do.
It's really wild to me.
I do think people
because
are piling
usually
on.
With greatness, we just, like I was explaining, we just, we ignore all the bad. We're like, oh, yeah, man, this guy was so great, and here's why. But, yeah, he's a little heavy-handed. But with Bell, it's like the opposite. It's so odd.
Yep. I said it when he got fired. I don't think he coaches again. I think it's a pipe dream next year. I just, again, go read that article. I think it's there's a really well laid out case for why he didn't get hired. Everything from people not believing that he can work well with others, and it's one thing to say, oh, no, I can change my ways. But if you've done one thing your entire life and you've done it really, really well and you are just a hard ass about it and you're now at 72, 73 years old, you know how hard it is for people to believe that you're actually going to change? Because you can say all you want that you're willing to work with someone until you actually have to work with someone. It's like when someone in the NBA says, I want to be coached hard. Remember when the Blazers were talking about that? No, no, no. We want to be coached hard. And then the first time someone does it, they're like, well, I don't like this. So between his age, the style, the fact that most people believe that he's only in it to win 15 more games, get Shula's record, and then walk away. The last 4 years have been a disaster under him. I just think all of these reasons, I just think he's fallen out of favor. And whether it's Tom Landry or Pete Carroll, you know, I don't care who you are, Don Shula, it ends. At some point, you just can't do it anymore. And I don't think that you will ever see Bill on the sidelines again.
Well, it is true. I mean, Carroll's not getting another job. I mean, and he's about the same age.
Yes.
And had much more success in recent years, mm-hmm. and that's not weird to anybody. So
no, and is more adaptive to change than Bill is.
But I do think Fowler's right when he says, you know, if he's 63 years old, this is a different conversation.
Exactly. But he's not.
But he's not.
He's 73. And
all right.
I don't know. To me, in a league that's increasingly, when you look at the coaches that are being hired, who's the ones that people want? They want young, energetic, offensive-minded guys. Young, energetic, offensive-minded, I couldn't come up with three things that describe Bill less than those three things. So, I don't know, it feels like if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, hiring Bill just seems like a desperate, like, grasp at relevancy. Yeah, we're not good enough to win, but, well, a decade ago, Bill was really good in New England with Tom Brady and went on this run, so what the hell? I'll just grab him with no other components to that Patriot organization and let's just see where this goes. It just seems like a terrible idea to me.
We've got a follow-up to the Amber Alert we all got this morning.
I know.
But a pretty wild story.
Oh, yeah.
And we will kick off the news with that next. Here's Buck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's Robin Suk. It is now. You know what it's time for.
Oh, I know. We all know.
Everybody knows. April 23, 2024. Time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated or stand. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. However you'd like to consume
walk
your news.
Around, however.
Did you guys get the Amber Alert this morning?
Yes.
Oh, wait. I'll get to that in a second. It is School Bus Drivers Day.
Oh, go school bus drivers.
Oh, I think. School, but I don't know why you'd ever want to be a school bus driver.
Couldn't tell you. Everyone that I ever had was just a nasty, angry person, and I don't blame them.
But those that do it, shout out to you. I tip my little golf cap to you.
I just remember, like, every one of our bus drivers just being a miserable old cuss. And again, I can't even fault them anymore. Imagine having that job, especially with today's kids. It's no good.
I mean, is the pay good?
I think so. I think it does all right. Well, like city bus drivers get paid well. Like the C-Tran guys or gals. Mine was always some old lady who just hated kids, which I always thought was fascinating.
They probably didn't hate kids.
They grew to hate kids.
Yeah. Like when you're around kids, you become spiteful.
Especially those kids. You know, I don't blame them. You imagine, you remember what you were like on a bus? I was terrible.
I was great.
Really?
Yeah. I don't cause problems.
I was a little rat punk kid in the back of the bus like everyone else.
It is also English Language Day.
Ooh, speak good.
So learn your English.
Do it. or in this case,
the greatest language in the world.
Learn other languages. It's beneficial.
So you guys, we did have an Amber Alert today.
Yes.
Woke up to it on my iPhone. And it was a situation where they were looking for a one-year-old boy.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, he was abducted by, I believe, his father.
Who was a former Yakima police officer.
Yes.
It's a former badge.
He's a 39-year-old man by the name of Elias Huizar?
He was.
Huizar?
He was named that.
So he's the one that... So he killed his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Outside an elementary school in West Richland. And then as police searched his home, when they went in to search his home, they found another person dead, and that was his girlfriend. So he killed both of them and then took the boy and darted south.
Yeah, people thought he might be heading to Old Mexico.
Could have been headed to Mexico. That would stand to reason. He was spotted in Portland at a Plaid Pantry in Jansen Beach this morning. Mm-hmm. He bought an energy drink. And then just north of Eugene, police spotted him today driving down I-5, and we got in a little chase, and he ended up killing himself, and the boy is fine. They got the boy out of the car, and it's all over.
Yeah, we're good. So
there you go.
Well, I mean, it's... We
got wild story.
And you got a trail of bodies, and the poor kid, 1 year old. Hopefully he doesn't remember any of this.
Yeah, I wonder how that affects a one-year-old boy.
I don't know.
You know?
Don't know.
Hopefully a lot of that gets blocked out and that's not...
It's just
you hope that that's not making an impression, but I don't know how that all works.
Well, and like, dude, it's just this guy. At one point, he was a cop, and then he had a kid with a gal who I think was 16 at the time. And
He raped a girl. He was supposed to be in court Monday for raping a girl.
Yeah.
Well, teen.
It might have been, I think it was statutory, but yeah, it was rape. Yeah. You know, it's...
Yeah, it was a friend. Well, it was a friend of his. So his girlfriend was only 17.
Yeah.
And it was a friend of his girlfriend. Apparently she caught him assaulting her their home.
I just assumed that when I saw the rape charge, I assumed that it was for the statutory because he was having a kid with a gal who was 17, which means he were 16 when they were pregnant.
He was sexually assaulting the 16-year-old friend of the 17-year-old girlfriend.
Good Lord.
Lots of issues here.
Can I say then, outside of the horrible tragedy of the loss of life, him himself, and he shot himself, it looks like. Good. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Terrifying that man was a cop.
I know, right?
Yeah, just dating teenagers like it's a normal thing to do. Oof. Disgusting.
Well, at least he saved us all the trial, and he's dead. Like, the world is a better place today with him gone, but you just feel horrible that...
Problem is, two of those women are too.
Yes. That's the real sad part. And again, hopefully there's some family that can help that little one-year-old, and hopefully there's no memory of this. And you know, it's going to be an awkward conversation when that kid gets older and explaining what the hell happened to mom and dad.
Now to brighter news.
Yeah, we do need some brighter news.
They rescued a cow.
Oh, that's good.
Video's pretty wild. Cow rescue news. This was in Mist?
Was the cow awesome? Was there an Amber Alert for the cow? Did someone kidnap the cow? Or what did the cow...
Quicksand, dude.
Quicksand?
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
A team of firefighters pulled a 1,700-pound cow named Ruby from a bog near Mist, Oregon on April 21.
That is kind of like quicksand. The same sort of thing.
Yeah, the cow became trapped neck deep in mud.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want to mess with a bog. That's no good.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You think a bog's all fun and games until you sink it up to your neck. A bog may be scarier than quicksand.
Members of the Vernonia Rural Fire Protection District and Westport Fire and Rescue said, "We are utterly grateful." I get it.
I see what
I get it. Do you get it? Because cows have udders.
Yeah.
Utterly.
Can I say, I love cows. I feel terrible that they're delicious, and I'm not going to stop eating them. But for the record, very much pro-cow. Have you seen the mini cows out there now?
Cow's pretty rad.
I want a mini cow. I follow a bunch of mini cow, like fan pages on Instagram.
So you're a mini cow content guy.
Oh, I love the mini cows. They're adorable. They're running around. Now, I'm sure they're still delicious, so I try not to get too attached, but I'm sorry. You watch a little furry mini cow running around, your heartstrings will get pulled a little
bit. So this cow would have died. Ruby would have died a slow, painful, muddy death were it not for a donation of special animal technical rescue equipment that was donated to the department a few years ago.
What is special? What? Like a...
Well, it's like a harness, you know, that they can...
Like a crane?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, that's 1,700 pounds, man.
Yeah. They have to go to, like, I don't know. I was trying to think of, like, one of those, like, handicap, like, chairs that they lift old people in and out of pools with.
Well, there's video of it. You can see there's, like, 10... It takes about 10 of them to get Ruby out of there.
Was the cow happy after it was over?
Yeah.
Was the cow panicked?
Or? Well, the cow looks, well, covered in mud and looks like death, basically.
Yeah.
But she did live, and she is recovering, they are saying. But it doesn't, you know, the video, when they're laying the cow there, it looks pretty sad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, and because anytime you're rescuing an animal, the problem is that the animal doesn't know what's going on. So a lot of times it's difficult because the cow is freaking out and it's kicking and, you know, you got to be
cow.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Timberline Lodge is back open.
Hell yeah, man.
After that big fire. Well, it wasn't really
that big.
It
wasn't really
that big.
They contained it.
But now they want your money.
To donate?
Yep.
Nah, I'm good.
Friends of Timberline, the nonprofit organization that helps maintain Mount Hood's historic Timberline Lodge, is requesting public donations to help pay for repairs after the attic fire that badly damaged the building's roof on the night of April 18th. Friends of Timberline manager Randy Black told Coin 6 that the nonprofit is hoping to raise $100,000.
Oh, well, to the ski bros. Look, I like Timberline Lodge as much as the next person, but should we play the fun game of last time I went to Timberline Lodge?
We can. I
don't know. 20?
Tell us.
15? 20? I don't know. It's been a decade or two. So I will not be chipping in for the Timberline
Lodge. Just because you haven't been there in a while?
Well, why would I donate?
Why don't you help out?
Why would I donate to something that I have no connection to and never go to?
It'll help out, man.
Nah, I'm good.
That won't cover all the damages.
Are you going to help out?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I've already sent him 1,000.
You're not going to donate. Neither is Buck.
No, I won't.
What? God, you guys are terrible.
Nah, we're okay.
I don't think I've ever been.
We're good.
Deal said, thank God they saved that cow. Now they can butcher it properly.
That's where I feel bad, because I love the cows, but...
Would you have chipped in to save the cow?
No.
Probably not.
Nah, come on.
Look.
There's a lot of cows out there.
We have to make decisions with where we're going to spend our money about what causes we donate to. And no offense, but one mischievous cow in the middle of a bog...
Not high on your list?
It's not high on the list.
No.
And neither is the roof at Timberline Lodge. Oh, look, I don't want Timberline Lodge to go anywhere, but it's a historical place. It's not going anywhere. And I don't think $100,000 is making the difference of whether that thing closes or not. So, no. We got a lot of this, like, private businesses wanting public money. No.
Well, it's owned. So the Timberline Lodge is owned by the U.S. Forest Service.
Okay.
Well, then, but they have a private company that manages it.
Okay, well, then can we get the U.S.?
So you're kind of already paying for it.
Well, yeah, so we're good.
You've already donated.
We're good here.
With your tax dollars.
Yeah, I'm fine. No, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't they?
Well, there's a little, yeah.
Do they need to be? I mean.
No. Sorry, but if, like, my local Target needs a new roof, guess who's not paying for it? Me.
Why not?
Let the Target people deal with that. Now, if like
what mom, about all the moms?
Now, if like mom and pop shop something, you know, like if like my favorite bike repair shop in Vancouver, like I love that guy that fixes it. Rolling Right Bicycles right down there in Vancouver. If that shop burns down, you know what? You got a couple bucks coming for me. But Timberline Lodge? Nah.
Hey, I've got big bra news, guys.
Ooh.
You guys see all this big sports bra news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Who would have thought that...
I know.
Well, we did, because we were big...
We called it.
We called it. We said this thing was going to be huge.
Yeah, the sports bra has been a hit, and next up is World Domination.
Hell yeah.
That story next on The Fan.
Well, this is always awkward when Rob misses the start of segments.
This wasn't really his fault. This break was a little abnormally short because of some sponsorship things. So not really on him this time.
No, but it's always a little awkward when we're in the middle of In the News.
Because, no news,
well,
man.
He has the news. So I mean, this is normally where we could just fill it with whatever. Like, we just talk sports. But when the noted newsman is not here, we have no news to report. But look, out of nowhere, much like a phoenix rising from the ashes of Timberline Lodge, the noted newsman has returned.
Was that break short?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
All right.
Sorry, man.
Well, I had to squirt. Your noted newsman is human, after all. Yeah, I was so hot and bothered by the sports bra news, I had to step out and gather myself.
Yeah. Sports, big news. The sports bra runneth over.
The sports bra, the Portland area all...
Is okay? Are you okay over there?
Well, I'm trying to... How do you describe this?
Well, it's a sports bra that plays... It's a sports bar that plays women's sports.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, it plays all women's sports. Only women's sports?
Yes.
Like, can I get a...
No.
I can't?
No.
Could I go in there and ask for, like, the Rays game?
Get your ass thrown right out of there.
Tigers.
Now, to be fair to this, I have not been to the sports bra. Shameful of me, but I believe it is exclusive to women's sports, which I've always wondered, is there enough women's sports on to play the entire time on TV at the sports
also bra? Like, what if all the ladies want to watch the Blazers game? Like, I mean, like, that can't happen. Like, the Blazers have tons of female fans.
These are all good questions.
And maybe if one of us were to actually go to the sports bra,
we would have answer to these questions.
I don't even know where it is. Where is it? Where's the sports bra?
I don't know.
It says right there, we support women.
Well, we get that, but do you kind of support men too, or no?
No, you don't support men. The men don't need support, for God's sake.
I know, but if I wanted to watch it, I'm just asking. Oh, there it is. Broadway and 25th, looks like.
Sure.
I'm going to go there tomorrow.
You know how many times we have both said that we're going to go check out the sports bra? I feel like...
I'm going tomorrow.
And this is my thing, and I'm being dead serious. I'm not certain I'd be welcome into the sports bra. I'm afraid.
Well, is that another thing? Like, what is a group of dudes who walks in there...
I don't know.
What kind of reception
do they
get?
Do they think I'm this there cruising for gals, or do they think I'm... I don't know.
Or do they automatically think you're there to stir up some kind of trouble, and is that something other people have done?
Or do they just start... hitting on us and grabbing our butts.
Maybe
and
that's
look,
it.
I am not just
like we used to.
I'm
them.
Not just a piece of meat.
I know.
I have feelings.
But I think that that's how they treat men in there.
You know what the solution to that is? Touch our penises more often.
Oh, gosh. You know what? This show.
It's awful.
Be better.
You can go well, in there. Well, you're on it.
You can go in there and get the Title IX.
What? What is the Title IX? Can you read me the menu?
It's really small. It looks like the Title IX is it's like bourbon, peach liqueur, simple syrup, and something else. Mint, maybe, is the Title IX.
I had a really good...
There's a pickleball.
I had a really good peach old fash in Georgia.
Oh.
You know,
yeah, I can see that.
What's
by the way,
the...
You can also get the Power Snatch.
Are you serious?
100%.
This is what they're naming things out there?
The specialty cocktail is the 5678. I'm guessing that's who do we appreciate.
Yeah.
You can get the Power Snatch.
Women.
The Triple Double.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The Very, the KO, the Dawn Patrol, the Pickleball, the Cherry Picker, the Title IX, and the Goat.
What's the Pickleball?
The Pickleball is dry gin, vermouth, and pickle juice.
Mm. Yeah, no thanks. So it's like a martini.
Yeah.
Dirty martini with pickle juice.
Pickle juice. But
well, the sports bra has announced plans to franchise and expand into other cities.
Yes.
The now iconic Portland destination made history in 2022 as the first women's sports bar that only televises women's sports. Jenny Nguyen, founder and CEO of the sports bra, said that they plan to bring the bar's concept across the country to continue their mission in supporting, empowering, and promoting women in sports.
Yeah. It's been a smashing success. Remember when the WNBA commissioner came and You know, that was, I think that was moderated by the Jenny gal that runs the sports bra.
They get a lot of coverage, so I've seen a lot of Jenny Nguyen interviews. Yes. She's fantastic.
Yes.
She knows what she's doing. Now, I wonder if this will work in other cities, though, you know?
Who knows? I mean, there are a lot of people.
It seems like a very Portland
thing. A lot of people didn't think it was going to work in Portland, and yet here we are, and it's figured out.
Well, would you jump on a franchise of the sports bra? I guess you can't, can you?
I don't know if they
would. I mean, do they have to be owned by women? What if you and I put together a bid?
I don't know.
For a franchise?
Why don't we bring Jenny on the program and ask these very questions?
I'd like to talk to her.
Yeah.
I can reach out.
I remember when this launched, there were a lot of people that were mocking this thing and being like, oh my God, women's sports, this thing will be open a month. And we both were like, who the hell? I had no idea. But I've heard from multiple people that when they go in there, that it's packed.
Yeah.
That it's killing it.
Well, I love this. And I'm happy for them.
Yes.
And I love sports. And I love bras.
It really is.
So I love the sports.
And I love the power snatch. So all of these things.
God, that's.
What?
I know.
Why just... can't I love that cocktail? Why does that
Did
make
you say what that cocktail is?
The power snatch is, God, this menu is so small. I need to.
Well, we've got something to talk to Jenny about.
Well, I think it's just the computer.
Us olds.
I need it.
Do you ever go, do you now go into, Buckley probably doesn't have this, but do you have it where you go into a restaurant and you have to either get your glasses out or light it up by your phone?
Oh, 100%. The menu?
Not yet, but I'm getting there.
You're getting there, yeah.
So the Power Snatch is a coconut fat washed mezcal, agave, orange bitters, mole bitters, and orange garnish.
Fat washed mezcal?
Fat washed. The best part is I just look on my phone now and then blow it up with my camera.
Yeah, that's a way to do it.
It's like a magnifying glass. Yeah, that's the
power. That sounds actually pretty good.
That's the, see?
Although the coconut, what?
It's coconut fat washed mezcal.
Coconut mezcal? That's kind of weird.
No, coconut fat washed mezcal. Look, don't you question the power snatch, all right? Just embrace it. Yes. I like that makes you uncomfortable. Me, though, being a confident male, I am not intimidated by the power snatch.
What if they start another one and they call it the sports bar and it's men and you watch male sports?
No one's ever done this.
And that's just fun wordplay because bar and bra are the same word almost.
How do you, what do you do then? I mean, what if they make more money?
Oh.
Good times.
Well, you know what? In all seriousness, go sports.
Yes.
Bra.
We are supporters of the sports bra.
Yes.
Great concept, and I think it's awesome that they're expanding, and hopefully it works in other cities.
Yeah, someone said, are they going to get that feminist greeting card store that will franchise as well?
Yeah, what was that called?
God, that was the one.
That was in the
It was
airport.
Going into the new airport.
It was awesome. I don't remember the name of it.
It was handmade feminist.
There What's was the name of that?
Stationery.
Stationery.
I thought they were greeting cards.
They are. It's like greeting cards, but they're like handmade, all with a feminist theme. It was very. It almost seemed like we were doing a Portlandia bit.
Paper epiphanies.
Yes.
There you go.
God bless this city that we love.
All right. There is in the news, April 23, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.